Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of April, recording at 5 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights here. Global stock markets, or a number of global stock markets where we've seen quite a bit of weakness recently, are showing short-term oversold conditions. However, I suspect that we're not likely to see very much in terms of upside scope at this stage, given the damage that has occurred to most of the patterns, technical damage that is, as Owen had said in some of the earlier broadcasts while I was away, it was out of character with the two-year Wall Street-led bull run that we saw from March 2003 into March of this year. Now, the Philadelphia Fed figures have just come out moments ago, and they showed that manufacturing was well above what was expected. This is statistic of the du jour stuff, as you will appreciate, but it has helped what was already a reasonably good rally on Wall Street here today, and it's pushed the Wall Street up to its highs of the day, currently 123 on the Dow, 13 on the S&P, and 31 points on the NASDAQ composite index. So a good bounce back, slightly more than offsetting yesterday's decline. But I view this, as I say, as churning overall. It also steadied the U.S. dollar a little bit. Now, let me go back to the stock market cycle and just run through generally from there. Again, I want to emphasize my view, which I mentioned yesterday, would not necessarily be popular with some of the newest subscribers who've come in. Understandably, all of us are wanting to say, in terms of stock markets, well, what can we buy right now? Well, I'm not wanting to buy anything right now. Timing is everything in my view, and timing favors the bears. So what I'm really wanting to do is to sell short, and I increased my short positions in stock market futures here today by adding to the MIB 2000, the S&P MIB Italian index, and I will short more, concentrating on Europe and the North American indices here to not only fully hedge all of my long-term long positions in markets such as India and Thailand, but a number of metals positions. These would be asymmetrical hedges, of course. But I also want to put myself net short overall, and I'm a little behind in that process due to nearly 3 weeks in the hospital with a burst appendix. Again, many thanks for all the emails that have been coming in from people on that subject. Now, as far as stock markets are concerned, as a short-term oversold condition, I have not seen any evidence to suggest that we're likely to see a major rally. The best that I could see is markets would range for a while and then take another step downwards. But I think this is going to be a fairly weak period for global stock markets, probably for a number of months. Not a disaster, but equally not. It's way too soon, I think, to be trying to pick a bottom in here. And I don't want to be going against what I feel is now the new short to medium term trend, which is downwards or sideways at very best, but downwards for most indices. And indeed, if I'm too negative and we see, or too bearish, I should say, I don't feel I'm ever negative, I'm positive about the opportunities, I hope to be at any rate. But if we should see some bigger bounces, I would be tempted to lighten some of the long positions that I have, but really overall I expect mostly to maintain the asymmetrical hedges. I'm just going to pause here for a moment for a brief sip. Now, government bond markets, which I described as looking overextended following the gains that we had seen, a technical rally, further top extension activity in my view. I'm talking long-dated government bond markets and specifically the U.S. Treasury market. I think this is, well, not think, I can see this is now losing upside momentum. And what I think will happen is that we will see a further retracement of recent gains. Activity overall, as I say, is range bound, as many people continue to expect either slower growth, I wouldn't be surprised by that, and they also feel that some of the inflation fears are exaggerated. Well, my view is that the seeds for a long-term secular inflationary cycle have been sown by the Fed, the Bank of Japan, and other central banks in recent years, but that these cycles tend to start off quite slowly. So we are seeing, statistically, there's little doubt that we're seeing something of a build-up in inflationary pressures. I expect that to continue overall, not in any sort of linear fashion, but in a series of rolling waves. And at this stage, early stage of a new inflationary cycle, we'll still have remaining pockets of disinflationary and deflationary pressures. That's the norm, and I think it'll be many years before inflation is fully in the public consciousness in terms of a global problem. But we have enough of a change here to have ended the bull market in government bonds back in June of 2003, and bond prices are in an extensive topping phase. In other words, bond yields, long-dated government bond yields, in an extensive base building phase prior to moving higher again in sort of rolling waves, not exponentially. So I really want to be playing the bond market from the short side, which is what I've been doing for the last couple of years. But one needs to be a bit nimble because there's much more ranging than trending activity, as I've mentioned many times before. So it's really sell the rallies when they tire and cover the short positions when you see a good sell-off in government bond futures. Now, moving on to the currencies, I mentioned that the dollar was a little bit firmer. It had been somewhat firmer still earlier on today, and then it kind of lost those gains and then picked up a little bit when that Philadelphia Fed manufacturing data came out. But it's not much of a gain. We're looking at just under 107 against dollar yen. That's just up a fraction. Had been a 107.44. We see the euro slipped a little bit to 130.57. That's down 30 ticks. Here, sterling down a cent, sort of 190.88. So small moves in here overall, and mainly the US dollar is range bound. As I said yesterday, I have been forecasting that most of this year would be characterized by ranging activity for the dollar in dollar index terms, with most of that occurring between the levels of 80 and 85. I don't feel that the dollar's secular bear market is over, but I feel that we've seen most of it in terms of price move, perhaps not time. Bottoming out process could be quite lengthy, and it probably hasn't commenced yet. And there is, I think, still a reasonable chance that later on this year we could see an additional technical rally in the US dollar, and that would have widespread implications were it to occur. Now, yesterday, we saw some good rallies in a number of the metal markets, and some of those have been retraced in here today, partially with the help of the rally, that small rally that we have seen in the dollar. And I say partially retraced, but the moves vary. I mean, gold's only down 136 as I speak. Oil, which will also affect the metals, that's a bit softer in here today, down 81 cents at 53.22. Again, these are all in secular bull markets, long-term bull markets. So I don't think there's a great deal of downside risk in these sectors. But we saw a little bit of a medium-term top in oil early in the month, and I expect it to range around here, but A lot of people are talking about a significant downward move. I'd be very surprised, for instance, to see a move back to 40 where I lost called that reaction low. Now, palladium is a little bit softer in here today. That had a couple of good days, but it's currently at 199.10, down 7.15. Platinum also off a little bit, but well off the lows. It had dipped back the July contract, which I hold, had dipped back to 870 and a half, but it's currently 875. It's only down 1.6 on the day. Silver's down 9 or 10 points currently as well. And the LME base metals, industrial metals, are all down a bit, but off the day's lows. Those are all in secular bull markets. Underlined by the backwardations that we see for many of those metals. That's all of the industrial metals except for zinc, and it's also platinum at the moment. And among the soft commodities, I haven't looked at those so far here today. Soybeans, firm chart, and I think we're going to see further drama on the upside in the grain and bean complex. This year, that's very much of a weather-sensitive market, but it would be very surprising if we didn't get through the remainder of the South American and particularly the U.S. crop cycle without some scares and leading to drama on the upside. I've still got a little bit of my corn position left. I scaled out some of it on a baby steps basis at higher levels. The remainder is still in profit, and I would be inclined to let it go on a rally or pick up more grains and beans on a significant setback. And I think that's pretty much it here today. So all the best to all of you, and roll on tomorrow for more drama in the markets.